News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Data centres, love them or loathe them, are at the heart of the digital economy and will become even more important as the normal economy takes up usage of AI, which requires even more storage and computing power than the ordinary text searches. One Irish company, NTM Engineering, has been around for 27 years and benefited from the surge in data centres here. It looks after the connectivity, power supply and rivers of cabling needed by these giant information warehouses. Now they're raising their employee count to over 1,000 in the next couple of months in its global HQ in Slane, County Meath. And Brendan Mee is the Chief Executive of NTM Engineering. Good morning, Brendan.
Morning, Joe.
Tell us more about what MTM does.
Thanks for having me on. So MTM Engineering, I'll give you the background. My parents, Martin and Patricia Mee, established in 1997, as you said. We would have started off as a cable installation company. And over our journey, we've grown that both organically and through acquisitions. To now, what we do is cabling is still the backbone of the business.
Electrical and telecoms?
Electrical, yeah. Electrical and then telecoms as well in terms of... So we acquired a company there 2 years ago, CT Connect, which gave us the communication side, fibre optics and structured cabling. We also do containment, which is the infrastructure. So essentially, and Buzzbar, what MTM Engineering, I suppose, in the group, what we do is we are the on-site delivery of those services. So we're the boots on the ground, hence the employment numbers. We're the people on the projects, actually, with the material in our hands.
You know, but 11 years ago, you had fewer than 10 people, and now you're heading for 1,000.
That's right, yeah.
Rapid expansion.
Yeah, no, it is. It's definitely rapid.
And how did that happen? Was there a bit of outside investment?
We took investors on board there in 2022, but I suppose the growth journey we were on anyway. And we'd taken it from 8 to just over 300 in that period, up to 2022. And then, you know, the biggest growth catalyst of our growth is how we've internationalized the business, you know. We have live operations in 10 countries as well, as I'm talking to you here today. So that gives us great bandwidth and gives us a good platform to keep growing and keep scaling.
I presume you work with the big tech giants.
Yeah, we work across the whole industry, yeah.
All right, okay. But you don't necessarily have a direct contract with them. Someone else hires you to install the cabling.
Correct, yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
All right. And what are your thoughts on the critique that is out there about data centres?
Yeah, look, I suppose a lot of it's above my pay grade, to be honest with you. The way I look at it is, though, in reality, you know, it's part of a global infrastructure. It's probably no different than the railroads in the 1800s, you know, in terms of, you know, the necessity for the future of what society will be, you know. And for me, at a regional level, you know, in Ireland, you know, they may or may not, you know, continue here, but at a macro level, they're definitely going to continue.
I don't know if you heard this. The Oracle boss, Larry Ellison, said last week that they're going to build a new data centre which will need 2 mini nuclear reactors to power. Is that where we're going?
I suppose, if you think of, let's say, what society looks like today versus what it looked like 10 years ago and what it looked like 10 years in the future. Like, it's only going one way, you know, it's more connectivity. So I suppose, I'd imagine that is, you know, the drivers of AI, the drivers of technology, you know, Internet of Things, it's only logical that there's more volume required.
Do you think people make the connection between a photo that they might upload to Facebook and a data centre?
Probably not, you know what I mean, which is not unrealistic either, you know. But even, let's say...
connection must be made.
100%, but even more than that, it's your vehicles, your smart grid. There's nothing in society now that is not linked through a data centre, you know.
Okay, and do you ever wonder kind of where this stops in Ireland? Because there is a projection that said soon a data centre will account for almost a third of all energy requirement here.
Yeah, look, I'd be honest with you, as I say, that one's definitely above my pay grade. Like, you know, I suppose that's down to the government and the officials there to see what they determine is best for the country. I suppose from a macro level, like, they're going to be built, whether they're built in Ireland is the question, you know.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah. And would you have any problems getting your staff up to 1,000 people in such short order?
I'd say our historics would give us a good indicator that we'll get there, you know, coming from 8 people to over 800 today in 11 years. So, for me, it's about, you know, we have a good name in the industry. We're in an industry that's growing fast, you know, the business itself is growing very fast. So no, I think we'll put the word out in the street and we should be fine.
Brendan, best of luck with that. And that's Brendan Mee there, the Chief Executive of MTM Engineering. That's it for now. Don't forget you can hear all our items on the News Talk app powered by Go.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.